Boye caught it, got his feet down. Spectacular touchdown for the Bengals.
Spectacular, to say the least. One-on-one isolation, our best against your best on Monday Night Football. Let's go at it. Just a high point fade at the back pylon, and A.J. Green gets them both in for the opening score.
Sonsenbacher, the former Ohio State Buckeye, comes out as the third receiver. They run with the rookie Hill to the right. Goes into the secondary, and there goes Jeremy Hill midfield. Using Sanu, accelerating. Hill is gone. Touchdown.
Third and 11. Around the 43.
Gabbert from the gun. Here come the Bengals. Gabbert able to just get it off. It's picked off. Off the deflection. Adam Jones crosses the 40. 13 yards on the return. Big play for the Cincinnati defense.
Well, Adam Jones, he's been jumping up to get back on the field, and he makes play.
Now I'm back in Cincinnati, so I'm the pulse, the heartbeat for Bengals fans.
With an Ohio Bias presents the 71 South podcast featuring the pulse and the heartbeat of the Bengals, the veteran Garrett Staples. Garrett, welcome on in. Two games under the Bengals belt. They're 1-1, but a lot more happened in between those two games and even this week that you're chomping at the bit to talk about. So welcome back to the podcast. Let's get going, man.
Definitely. It's good to speak with an Ohio Bias. Everybody, how you doing in the I-71 South podcast? And, yeah, we're definitely going to break down these Bengals and, you know, just the contrast of the first two games of the preseason.
Yeah, look at the first two games. Look at some of the roster moves. And then, of course, look ahead to the big matchup that has the social media Facebook groups ready to get after Garrett if the Bengals falter and land over Maryland. So, yeah. I hope you're not making too many bets out there, Garrett. It's just preseason, man. Save it for the regular season.
It's just preseason, you know. But it's always trash talk with where, you know, I lived that for quite some time out there in the DMV, D.C., Maryland, Virginia area.
don't be betting your old go-go records, you know what I mean? Them classics that you got on wax.
I'll try not to do that, buddy. But let's get ready to tackle some of these issues. The Bengals, they had a good preseason game against Tampa Bay. They looked pretty sharp. And then just I'll still say it was a reoccurring theme that basically transferred over into the second preseason game with Kansas City. And it was just the inability from the starting unit, the defensive line, to get pressure on the quarterback. And just, I mean, from Tampa Bay, they walked right down the field with the starting defense, and so did Kansas City. They walked right down the field, and that's even scarier when I think about Alex Smith, where he really doesn't throw anything over about 10 yards. You know, so with that being said, you look at a Michael Johnson, and you look at, you know, in previous years, the last time Reggie Nelson, the Bengals made a trade with the Jaguars, and that ended up being a very beneficial trade. And it's looking that way with the defensive end that the Bengals traded for in Chris Smith. And you're talking about with Michael Johnson, who's actually, got a pretty expensive deal, still making some big-time money. He looks very expendable the way Chris Smith is playing. And then you also have Jordan Willis and Carl Lawson, who should be healthy by – week one. You have three guys who can really just replace Michael Johnson and free up some money with that being said. So it's just interesting to talk about all this, man. I'm excited.
You talk about the pass rush, and the Bengals won the first preseason game, as you mentioned, against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 23-12, and then lost the Week 2 preseason game against the Kansas City Chiefs 30-12. One of the things that stood out to me, Garrett, was not so much, you know, the lack of pressure from the pass rush, but the run defense. And even when the running backs did get out of line, the guy that you've been waiting to see, I mean, when you're 300-pound nose tackle, second-year guy in Andrew Billings, is beating linebackers down to try to race down running backs who have gotten to the, you know, second level. That's a little bit of an issue.
You know, I really thought that that would be a strength. You know, I felt that Domata Peko, you know, he took his little parting shots after he went to Denver, basically stating that, you know, here in Denver, they're concerned about winning championships. And here in Cincinnati, they're trying to figure out how to win a playoff game. And I felt like he was one of the main cognizant reasons why the Bengals' run defense was so porous at times. And being that Peko is finally gone, and I think it was maybe a year or 2 years even too late, you know, I really thought this would be the strength of the defense when you have a Pat Sims and you have a Andrew Billings, guys who I thought are very great, good run stuffers. You know, so I thought this would be an improvement. But, you know, just looking on film and looking at tape, the Bengals really have to clean this up, this defensive line, from, as you stated, run defense to even, you know, getting pressure on the quarterback. It's definitely a major issue and concern.
On a positive note, though, the rookie running back, we talk about running, at least on the offensive side, Joe Mixon looks like he's got the moves.
Man, he definitely has the moves. Even Brian Baldinger, he mentioned that, where he said, if you look at Joe Mixon and just look at his feet, he showed a film that I looked at earlier today on Twitter. It basically showed where he said, man, the guy's got the feet of a scat back at 180 pounds, but he weighs about 245, 250, so he's bringing a load. But he's just his agility is like a scat back. So it's fun to watch him. So I'm just hoping, you know, going into the training camp and preseason, I thought this would be a reverse thing where, you know, the main concern would be the offensive line and the defensive line would be solid. And it's kind of looking the opposite, you know, in contrast, where it's looking like the offensive line has been decent. They're just young, but hopefully they'll gel. They're starting to gel. You can see it. But, I mean, yeah, just if you can give Mixon a hole, just a slight crease, he's getting through it. I mean, he runs with an abandon, a reckless abandon, and he presses the hole, as they say, you know, with the true running back scouts and coaches. Basically, the ability to see the hole, get to it, get through it, and get to the second level of the defense and attack it. And it's just a special talent, man. Can do whatever, do it all. Run, block, pass, and catch.
Another guy that helps that offense with Andy Dalton, who looked pretty sharp in both games, is John Ross, who finally was able to get on the field.
Yes, yes. John Ross, the Bengals have really taken him, you know, after getting, you know, he's had some medical issues, some red flags, and being a smaller wide receiver in stature. You know, he had his shoulder surgery done, and the Bengals, I think, have done the smart things and really brought him along gingerly and slowly, really didn't let him do a lot of contact during training camp. And him getting his first action here against Kansas City was a welcome sight, you know, and him being able to go and do some hitting and get in contact again. So that's definitely a plus and a positive, and that definitely should help out A.J. Green's campaign to where you can't just double-team him.
And hopefully take some of the wear and tear off of A.J. Green as well, far as having to carry the load that, you know, has kept him a little bit in and out of the lineups the last two seasons with some injuries. So you talk about a welcome sight, man. I know they didn't score any touchdowns, but Bengals fans got to be happy to see the ball go through the uprights. I know it was a lot of field goals in that second preseason game, but at least they were, like I said, going through.
Yeah, I mean, if you could go back and you date back to last year, you think about Mike Nugent and the Bengals. I mean, that's what can make or break a season. You had about at least three or four games that I can think about that, you know, it was the difference of a field goal that won or lost the game. And that's what it came down to. And, I mean, it's definitely a positive that you have two kickers that are battling it out. And, I mean, you know, they're perfect during the preseason, which is a major plus, a major, major plus. I mean, look at Tampa Bay. They're doing everything right down there. Pretty much for the most part, they look good their second preseason game, but they can't hit the side of a barn when it comes to kicking field goals.
second-year kicker, and Robert Aguayo, put him on the street, so gave him his walking papers. We talk about giving people their walking papers. The Bengals actually did that with a couple guys, and some opportunity also created, sadly, by injuries. The safety Williams gets hurt in the game, but that creates some opportunities. It's not an injury that's going to keep him out of lineup too long, but some guys are going to get a chance to make their mark and maybe earn a roster spot when it comes down to that final 53.
Definitely. I hate to see a guy get hurt, but this was something that I spoke about last year and last season. Objectively speaking, when you're talking about the subtraction of Reggie Nelson going in free agency to the Oakland Raiders, and this experiment with Sean Williams last season, it was definitely a dud. Because it's the worst I've seen two safeties play together, where at least once or twice a game, where they're basically up behind, right on the linebackers, and wide receivers are just walking down the middle of the field wide open. So, you know, Sean Williams getting hurt, it kind of opens the door for Fedulum. And he stepped in there, and I really do like his play. And I think, you know, once George Ioka, he's actually been hurt as well, the other starting safety. Once you get at least Fedulum and you get Ioka back by week one, I think they're actually better at free safety. So I think it might be actually a blessing in disguise. Unfortunately, that Sean Williams got hurt, but I just think he plays like a linebacker, head hunting, and you would have thought that he learned from that last year, but the way he got injured was basically headhunting and going straight into a pile. So it's like Taylor Mays 2.0. So it's definitely frustrating. I hope speedy recovery to Sean Williams, but I think that experiment has kind of failed with him at free safety.
Well, we mentioned it in the opening. They go into Landover, Maryland to take on the team from Washington, a team you know very well, Garrett. You know, getting that media, getting that access to that that media market out there when you live there. So I'm sure you have some very good evaluation for both sides of this matchup. What do you see? This is the dress rehearsal for the Bengals. How do you see this one playing out come Sunday at 4:30?
It's really interesting. I'm really hoping that, you know, for the starters, and this is normally, you know, this is the dress rehearsal. Week three in the preseason is your dress rehearsal for the regular season, because, you know, your starters do not play the fourth game. And it's basically guys who are trying to make that 53 roster that play the fourth game, and that's it. And I just see it like, you know, the defense, every preseason game, basically the opposing starting team's offense, the opposition, has came and marched right down, and now they got a field goal or a touchdown, which that's just not good, man. It's not acceptable. And the defense, I really hope to see an improvement against the, you know, with the defensive line, just like you had mentioned with the run defense and the pass rush, because I personally feel that the second team defensive line has looked better than the first team. So that's interesting. And, you know, just to throw that in there, since we're talking defensive line real quick, you know, Brandon Thompson was another guy I felt would be cut. And just when I mentioned also with Chris Smith, that this addition from Jacksonville, I look for Michael Johnson to actually be cut. So I just put that in there. And just how is this offensive line going to gel? Because I thought that was the major cog. I thought the defensive line would be fine, which is not playing out during the preseason. But I thought this offensive line, and it's been a welcome sight because the Bengals brought back Andre Smith from Minnesota Vikings. And at right guard, he hasn't really caught on to that position. He's a natural right tackle. And the Bengals have basically given this job to Trey Hopkins, which is, I mean, he has really been a surprise for the whole camp, this whole training camp in Trey Hopkins and him starting at right guard.
Pass rush. They're going up against Kirk Cousins and a weapon that Bengals fans are going to be familiar with,
in
Terrell Pryor. He was with the Browns last year and then, of course, with the Bengals as a backup quarterback. He's going to be a chomping at the bit every opportunity he gets to prove anybody wrong, but especially to showcase himself against an AFC North team, I think, in that, you know, preseason game and give people a preview of what's to come, along with the rookie second-year player, Josh Dotson. out of TCU, and of course they still have Jordan Reed won't play because he's going through he just got activated from the PUP list, but they still have
well, you know, they also drafted, you know, shout out to Oklahoma and Bob Stoops, another Ohio guy from I believe out of Youngstown. And man, just the running backs that they put into the league. And you know, we mentioned Joe Mixon. The Redskins also drafted Samaje Perine, and he's been impressive. He's looked good during the preseason. So it's something in the water, I guess, with Oklahoma and their running back, the new running back, you. So I look forward to kind of seeing how is that defensive line, starting defensive line, defensive front going to hold up against the Redskins running attack, which is very, very, very powerful.
Yeah, and then you got Fat Rob as well, which
exactly.
This is just for those fantasy players out there. I mean, I'm a big fan of Fat Rob. You know what I mean? So, Isaiah,
yes.
You talk about the Washington Redskins. This is going to be a good one to see if my evaluation of him really is accurate, because I think he's going to be a fantasy star. Robert Kelly, I think that he's the one guy that, you know, nobody really is thinking about. And we flip that other side of the ball. We know Josh Norman is over there with that defense. That secondary, though, has been much maligned over the last two seasons. Has been the reason that the team from Washington could not advance in the playoffs.
It's interesting, and I don't know that's just that secondary overall. And they really gave Josh Norman a lot of money. I think Norman is looked pretty good, but you know they've had their issues stopping the run as well with the Redskins. So it's going to be interesting to see. You know, and just with us having a young offensive line and having a talented back like Joe Mixon, can they really open up some holes? Because, I mean, I think even with an average offensive line, Joe Mixon kind of covers it up. He's just that good. So I'm just hoping that during the course of the season, you know, the offensive line just continues to improve because, man, this guy's a talent. And if you just give him a little bit of leeway, give him a little bit of slight of a hole, he can make it happen.
Absolutely. Well, this is a fun one, Garrett, and we're going to close the podcast out on that. But after this is the game that people have been waiting for, because as they say in Bad Boys 2, this one shit gets real. So
yes, this is when
we
will
not have another Sunday or Saturday without football here as we move forward. So that's something also to be very excited about. Go ahead
and
close us out, Garrett.
All right. Well, I mean, you know, just some of our keys, you know, and, you know, this is a little bit personal, being that I lived in Maryland for so long, you know, the DMV, Redskins, first Bengals, and the bullets really start to fly for your starters because, like I said, this is dress rehearsal for the regular season. So, I mean, just look at the keys to this is for the Bengals to look at their offensive line play, see if it continues to improve, and can these run fits and just these pass rush deficiencies, the defensive line, can they get those things fixed up and cleaned up? So those are the things that we'll be looking for. And as always, you know, like I say and how I close out, I love talking with you guys. I-71 South Podcast, it's always fun to talk Bengals in Bengaldom. And one more thing, Hootay!